728 is the Hometown Morning Show. We have friends of ours from St. Romuald Interparochial School in the house. Y'all step up to that microphone and talk to me a little bit. Good morning.
Good morning.
Introduce yourselves.
I'm Beth Lancaster, and here beside me I've got
Jesse Lewis.
Glad to have you all in. We're talking St. Romuald Fall Festival, the PTO Fall Festival annual. Who knows even how many years this has gone on? Long, long tradition.
Yes.
Probably since the beginning of St. Romuald Interparochial Schools, which has been around for a while. Their Fall Festival is next weekend, folks, coming up October 25th and 26th. And so next Friday, we're going to kick off at 4 o'clock. We're going to eat. We're going to spend a bunch of money at a silent auction. We're going to load up on pulled pork and all kinds of good food. And then we're going to spend more money at a live auction. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so that's what we're after, PTO. We need to raise some dough.
Right. We definitely need to raise some dough.
And even folks that are not alumni of St. Romuald Schools, a lot of us in the county are still big, big fans of St. Romuald Interparochial Schools because it's been such a part of the community for so long. If you didn't go there, chances are one of your cousins did or one of your friends did, you know. And it's good to see traditions like that carry on, but it takes money to do that.
Yes, it definitely takes money to do that. We don't get any funding whatsoever, so we really depend on our parents and our community to help us raise money for our kiddos.
Well, it sounds good. Well, here's a good chance, folks. We've got these friends of ours in talking about Fall Festival. Next Friday, who's cooking the pork?
I think Mike Brown.
There you go. Yeah. There's your selling point right there. You know it's going to be good. Pulled pork, baked potato, green beans, mac and cheese, slaw. You can't eat all they're going to give you. For some reason,
challenge accepted.
Gluttony is absolved that day. You can come eat all you want to. Low price, $10 for adults, $6 for children. And the live auction at 7 o'clock. Can you give us some sneak peeks of some of the things we might see at the auctions?
Well, we have we don't have any sneak peeks for the live auction unless you do, Jesse.
Well, the live auction
Actually, take that back, silent auction. I don't have any sneak peeks for the silent auction. But the live auction, some of our classrooms are going to do baskets. And we've got Vintage Christmas, one basket, Farm to Table, which that one's always a really big seller. A lot of farmhouse decor in that one. We have Time to Tailgate, so tailgating supplies. It's perfect for this time of the year. Family Game Night, Eat, Drink, and Be Merry, Made in Kentucky. We have a gift card basket that'll be full of different gift cards. One that's just primarily focused around pets, one for outdoor sports, and one for a he/she shed.
Great. Awesome. So more reasons to go out the Made in Kentucky one I want already. There's a couple of those that I already want. So this is going to be good, folks. Go out and help raise some money. The fun spills over into Saturday from 12 to 3 with inflatables, games, booths, Dippin' Dots, car seat check station. Our friends from the health department are going to help you figure out those impossible car seats.
Yes, Jenny Powell will be there.
Jenny is the car seat queen. She and Lacey, they put the time in. They know more about car seats than they ever wanted to.
We'll get to get her a shirt that says that.
That's it. And costume contest, prizes for all ages at 2 o'clock. Going to do a raffle, which I've already bought my raffle tickets.
Well, good for you.
Jill Harper hit me up, and I was glad to do it. So she knows I'm a sucker. I can't tell Briley no.
No, she's too cute.
No, she's way too cute. So I'm hoping for the $1,000, but I'll settle for the lesser prizes if I happen to win one. They're going to raffle that off. Or they're going to draw for that at 3 o'clock Saturday. You don't even have to be there. So if somebody wants to buy raffle tickets, they can find a parent. Or can they drop by? How do we do that?
They can find a parent. They could drop by and talk to Lori Carr while she sits at the front desk. We'll also be selling raffle tickets after Mass, all three Masses.
At St. Romuald, St. Anthony, and St. Mary's.
Oh, great.
This weekend. Mm-hmm. This weekend.
That almost covers the whole county, so that's great. So, good. Well, buy those raffle tickets and beat me out of that money, folks. That's your challenge. If you don't want to hear me gloating about it, on the 28th, when I come back to work that Monday, about how rich I am, then you need to buy up all those tickets so you won't have to hear me bragging the whole time. And let's support our St. Romuald Interparochial School. Great. A lot of good products of that school. A lot of good people have come out of that school. And y'all make good neighbors just right up the road from us.
Yes.
Really handy for me on holy days, too, because I get off at noon. That's really nice. In my old shift, I would go like Immaculate Conception, and it was always so packed I never got to take communion before I had to come back. But now I get off at noon.
Well, 12:05 on November 1st.
I'll be there.
We will be too.
I will be there. That will be a Friday, and I will be there. Folks, thank you all so much. We hope you have a huge crowd at your fall festival. I know it's going to be a great one. The food looks great. Prizes are great. And if your kids don't have fun at this on Saturday, something's wrong with your kids. Pretty much.
They love inflatables, and we got an axe-throwing inflatable this year. Explain
this to me. What is this?
Yes.
Well, we haven't really tried it out. We don't know. But it's the inflatable axe-throwing, so that's a big thing right now. So we've got that for the kids coming. So we'll see.
All right. Well, it sounds good. Thank you all for taking time out of your busy Friday to come and see us. And we're going to see a week from today. Y'all get ready.
Yes.
I'm already ready for that barbecue right now.
No, really.
So if y'all have a pinch of it, you know where I am. Get out and support St. Romuald Schools.